Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my goodness. He's done it. Derek Wiener. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home ballpark. John Wiener.
That's not the rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. John Wiener brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. We welcome in John Wiener at this time. Good morning, Rock. How you doing?
Good. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Did you happen to catch the waiver wire yesterday? Did you see he was on the waiver wire?
AB?
No. That's one guy. Good comeback. What are your thoughts on, did you see that Derek Dietrich asked for a trade?
Oh, yeah. You're not getting me down that road again. We're going to just stay away from that one. I did happen to notice that. I don't know if you were watching last night. We mentioned it, and I stayed mum.
Yeah. That is what we call the high road there, Rock.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Rock, what are your thoughts, though? In all sincerity, I'm watching these games. The offense, there's home runs. But what's the resolution to the bullpen? Can Crick get better? What's going to happen on the back end? Is Keller going to show back up? What's happening here?
I think they're all going to get better. I mean, obviously, they're not going to give up 10 runs in five innings every night. I mean, and I still can't. I mean, it's still so early. I mean, I've seen guys in spring training where, you know, they don't know where the ball's going. You know, they're getting hit. They're walking guys. And then the season starts. The lights go on. And all of a sudden, you know, it's a totally different pitcher. You know, these guys are all talented. They all have good stuff. They got to command the fastball. I think that's probably the most important thing, is to be able to command the fastball. If you can't command the fastball, you're not going to have success, no matter how good your slider or your breaking ball is. So, for me, you know, you just keep giving them the ball, and you hope at some point in time, you know, they'll start locating better. Because I think that's really all they need to do, is locate better. If they locate better, you know, that makes the breaking ball better. Everything's better. So, for me, you got to go out there. They're plenty talented enough, but they definitely have to throw strikes. And, you know, and then the breaking ball plays better. You got to work ahead in the count in this league. You can't work from behind. And that's my biggest concern from the bullpen, was watching the fastball come in.
All that being said, John, if we consider Keone Keller, we don't know when he may be back and may be available. Is the next best option just kind of going with a closer by committee, or however you arrive at the ninth inning kind of deal? Or should they plug one guy specifically into that role, whether it's Crick or Birdie or someone else?
I think you have to go by committee, just because, you know, until the guys start throwing the ball better, you have guys that are, you know, if they start getting outs and quick outs, and you see how the ball's coming out of their hand, you see how they're locating it. I think the guy with the hot hand will end up being the guy that closes games. And it could be Crick. It could be Feliz. I thought Feliz threw the ball pretty good last night. I mean, he made obviously the one big mistake, but outside of that, you know, I thought he looked pretty good.
John Wiener joining us. John Wiener brought to you by Moosehead, Canada's oldest independent brewery. Enjoy a cold, refreshing Moosehead today. How do you enjoy that hub, the studio, being inside? Was it a crazy change for you, or did you get used to it pretty quickly?
Man, it's beautiful in there. I'll tell you, they did a heck of a job. And, you know, it's different. But we have two big screens in front of us. One is what you guys are watching at home. The other is, you know, a high home view, so you see the whole field. So, you know, after the pitch, ball's in play, you almost immediately avert your eyes to the middle screen to see where the, you know, the infielders are going, the outfielders going. You can see the jumps. You can see the base runners. A little bit hard to see how far the ball's hit based on the monitor, and which, you know, makes it difficult for Joe and Greg, of course. But we got used to it pretty quick. And I must say, the crowd noise is pretty cool. I really enjoy the crowd noise. I think – I won't say I enjoy it. I think it makes it a better experience for us, for the listener, for the players. Because if it was dead silent, I just think it would be so eerie and weird for everybody.
Yeah, I was surprised, I guess pleasantly surprised is the best way to put it, John, by the way they played the crowd noise over the speakers at PNC Park. Anyway, it was tougher to get a feel for it last night in Cleveland. We've talked about the negatives of the bullpen struggling. The one positive I've seen from this team in, albeit limited action, two exhibition games, but Colin Moran looks like his bat can play every day the way he's hitting the ball right now.
And he just looks so calm at the plate. He's going to, just like everybody else, have his struggles. But, I mean, man, he could turn around any velocity. He can hit the ball to all fields. He has pop. I think he's been more of a line drive hitter early in his career. I think he'll hit more home runs. But he has such a consistent approach. It's so consistent and so quiet. It's Reynolds-like to an extent. You know, Reynolds probably a better – hitter all over, especially it helps that he's a switch hitter. But I think that, Moran, all the questions about whether or not he was going to be the starting third baseman, I mean, this guy drove in 80 runs last year. You can't take that away from him, you know?
John, I had apprehensions going in, and they're starting to, I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong, and maybe I'm starting to be wrong here. And like you said, it's just camp. But I had apprehensions. I wanted to see Reynolds in center field. That said, last night in that first inning, defensively, I saw three balls hit very different ways on very different angles that Dyson made look really easy in center field. Should I not have many fears anymore because of the way Dyson plays out there, and Reynolds is just fine in left field and Dyson in center?
Dyson's a really good center fielder, and I don't think we have to worry about him chasing down balls. I mean, if something happens and he gets hurt, or let's just say you need a little more offense, certainly you can move Reynolds over into center. But if you're worried about playing defense, and that's the guy you want out there. I mean, that guy could still move for his age. He's experienced. He's fearless. He knows what he's doing. And for me, that's a guy that you want out there. And defensively, we'll see what he does with the bat. But as far as defense, I think, he's the guy you want. He's the best center fielder we have.
John Wehner with us here on the Fan Morning Show. What are the pros and cons, as you see them, Rock, to the Blue Jays making PNC Park their home for the majority of the summer if it ends up going that way?
It's a con for the Blue Jays, I think. It's not for anybody else. The visiting teams aren't going to mind. But the Blue Jays, obviously you're on the road all year, and that's hard to do. And so outside of that, I think it's a plus for Pittsburgh. It's a plus for the visiting teams not to go through customs. So, I think it's a win-win.
Last thing for you. Can we talk to anybody at AT&T Sports? We love the setup. We love what you're doing. The temperature's controlled. Are they going to make you wear a shirt and tie all the time inside, John?
I'm sorry. Go one more time with that. I'm sorry.
Are they going to make you wear a shirt and tie all the time?
Can we
talk to somebody for you?
I heard you guys this morning ask that or mention that, but I have no choice. I'm tie and coat. There's nothing I can do. It's something to wear. I'm not a huge fan, but I can go with the flow. I can deal with it. I know it's like dressing up a pig, but. I can do it. I can handle it.
Where do you get your ties? Are you like a Brooks Brothers guy? You a TJ Maxx guy?
We have stylists. So I got all kinds of ties from all kinds of people.
Wow. This is – did you ever – growing up, did you ever think you'd have a stylist in life, John?
No. Carrick people don't get stylists. That doesn't happen.
All right.
I got to go. I'm chipping.
All right, we'll see you. Enjoy your round of golf. We'll talk to you
soon.
See
you guys.
See ya.
All right,
see
ya. Take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
There's John.
Officially the only resident of Kirk Avenue ever to have a stylist.
A stylist, yes. Normally, he gets a workout in a lot of times at like 8:30, and so sometimes he'll be sort of out of breath. Today, he's getting in a round of golf. Don't know where he's playing. I'm sure the price is right. So that's happening for John, which is great. He's got to go. He's got to chill. I wonder if... You know what's happening, I bet. I bet he's playing in a scramble, which is why he is.
Oh,
although it's not
a
Monday. But I bet he's playing in some sort of scramble, and they needed his shot there, which is why he had the run.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.